You're listening to the Savannah Zombie Podcast, the podcast of author Josh Vasquez. That's me. And it's the podcast where I talk about all sorts of things, such as writing, zombies, books, and other nerdy topics. Hey, I'm still alive. I'm still here. I know you probably thought I was not going to be doing this podcast anymore, but I ran into a lot of issues doing it. And I could have gotten around it, and I just didn't really want to put out a subpar product, and I had some phone issues where I lost my phone. My friend tried to fix it, and it didn't get fixed. It got the opposite of fixed. It got broken. So I'm actually I was able to record podcasts like on the computer. But it was a lot easier when I had the iPhone, and I use an app called the Boss Jack, and it's kind of like a soundboard that you can kind of load with music, and that's the music that you're listening to now. And I'm gonna go ahead and shut that off. Boom. So sorry if this episode is a little on the rougher side. I'm trying to get back into the groove of things here, and I'm back to driving to work, and hopefully gonna get this thing back on its feet. And so the podcast is I think it's been probably a month and a half. I don't know. I should have looked. That probably would have been more professional if I looked. But it's been quite a few weeks since the last episode aired, and I can't remember if the last episode was an actual episode or if it was part three of CJ's story. That's my bad. I thought I was gonna have everything resolved sooner. Wound up not being the case. So I am currently using my wife's old iPhone 5C. It's bright pink, and so I'm using that to get all this back on track. So my backup phone was just an Android phone, and it was kind of an older, it was kind of just a basic smartphone, nothing really fancy, the ZTE Z Max 2, I think it was, and it was very basic, and I don't know, the whole iPhone versus Android thing. When I had the Android phone, I was like, I really like this, and I really like how it's able to, like, be open to, like, other things, and it's a little bit easier for people to develop apps for, I think. But the apps on the iTunes store, on the iStore, and on the iPhone, they're just so much better. So I was really starting to miss my Apple apps, especially, like, iMovie and GarageBand and stuff like that. And then, like, the Boss Jack app that I use, it's only on Apple. It's not on not on Google Play, so that was kind of a bummer. I was able to do some stuff with the distribute this the podcast through Anchor FM, and they have a pretty decent app, and it's on both platforms. But it was just I wasn't able to do the music like I was before, and like how I wanted to, and so I was just kind of bummed about it. And anyways, so I didn't really want to go into like my audio editing programs that I just recently canceled from Adobe because they're super expensive. Anyways, I found a way to make it work. I also might have found a new phone on the Facebook Marketplace. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll work out. I might be going to pick it up today, but by the time I post this episode, it probably will not be today because there's no I'm only Wi-Fi on this phone, so I can't really like upload it later, and I have to wait till I be in Wi-Fi zone, and there's no Wi-Fi at work, and which is probably a good reason, probably because we'd all be looking at memes and not working. So anyways, yeah, man, so much has happened since the last episode, and I remember, okay, so I'm also trying to remember because I recorded two episodes in between the last episode that I put up that you guys have listened to, and I think the first one I recorded it and my phone was like, it like freaked out and like deleted the whole thing. It just could not compute doing that much processing, and yeah, the processing power on my Z Max is not very good. So I did that, and then I did another one, and I was trying to like add music to it, because you can do that in Anchor FM, you can add in the background, and when I did that, it also freaked out, and it shut down. So anyways, there's two lost episodes out there, just floating around somewhere, not saved in the cloud, because if they were saved in the cloud, I definitely would have posted them. But yeah, so I'm trying to remember what I actually have talked about and not what I talked about in those two lost episodes. So, but yeah, anyways, like I said, lots of stuff happening. This episode is basically just going to be a hey, let you guys know I'm still alive and kind of catch you up. Not really too much going on, like too deep in this episode. So if you're already bored, just know that it continues like this for however long I feel like talking, which probably will be until I get to work. Yep, driving through downtown Savannah right now, driving down Bay Street. Everybody's out and about, walking around and checking out the sights. There's a big old cargo ship just like right there on the river, headed into the ports. Those are always pretty cool to watch. They always make you feel so small. It's like, man, those things are so much bigger. Like, how is that even floating on water? But anyways, so yeah, lots of things going on. I know I've thrown it out there a few times where I was talking about rebooting the series and kind of like starting over and starting fresh. Just through the logistics of it, I've decided against it, and there's a few things. Like, I was reading the Zen and the Art of Writing by Ray Bradbury, and just one of the essays that he wrote in there, I was like, I don't really, like, although I would like to go back and change things, I don't really feel like it's fair to 25-year-old Joshua when he wrote that, like to go back and, like, change stuff. So what I'm going to do is I am doing, like, a 5-year anniversary of the paperback, and I'm just kind of updating it and putting it together a little bit, and I'm going to add a few appendices to the back there. So there's just a little added content, and I'm also going to be adding CJ's story to that, so it'll be in print. Currently, I have it with, it's in the back matter of A New Darkness, which is book 2. Now, chronologically, a CJ's story takes place in between A New Death and A New Darkness. So I felt like it was a good idea when I did it, and I put a little note in the beginning of the book, but like, hey, if you're reading this, just know that this story happens before the actual book. You don't have to read it that way. You also don't even need to read the short story if you don't want to. But anyways, so I've decided to just kind of rectify all that and put CJ's story after A New Death. And then most likely I will redo A New Darkness eventually and put Lex's story at the end of that one. And who knows if there'll be any more short stories after I finish A New Daybreak, which that's thing number 2 on my list. I'm currently trying to finish that up. I was really trying to hope to have it finished up by the Savannah Quill, which is October 20th. It's going to be close. I'm going to be cutting it close on that one. I don't know if I'll have the paperback ready, which is kind of a bummer, but I'm definitely hoping I'll have the ebook ready, and there will definitely that's something, hopefully. So I've got a lot of things in the fire, working on that, trying to get this podcast back up and going. There's a couple other things that I feel like it's a little early to start talking about those, but they're big things. They're pretty cool. I'm excited about them. So that's it. Last night I was writing. So I did 3 things last night, and if you want to follow Savannah Zombie Novel on Instagram, I just recently started a page for that, so you can check out my post on there. And then I also do stuff with the Instagram stories, or at least I'm starting to, just trying to figure all that stuff out, because I really haven't messed with it, because I don't know, I'm just kind of, when it comes to social media, I'm just old school. I just don't mess with all that newfangled newness stuff that you youngsters are out there messing around with. Instagram, Savannah Zombie Novel. I think it's just Savannah Zombie Novel. Just that's it. So last night I posted on the story. That's like, I did 3 things. The first thing I did is I'm helping this this guy start to get published. He just finished his he's got his first book that he's working on. I actually used to work with him, and then he recently just went to go work somewhere else, and he hit me up out of the blue on I think it was Thursday. So working on some stuff like that last night, and it's just the whole publishing business, whether it's all the way down to like the self-publishing to the like big publisher and stuff like that, there's just so many freaking sharks out there. It's crazy. It's just so many people ready to take advantage of people who don't know any better. Like, I was on a like the Facebook page, I forget which one it was because I'm on a few of them, and there was an author, and she was asking about like getting the copyright back from her like publisher or whatever, or her editor like took care of it or something like that. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that once you put it in writing, you technically own the copyright, which was confirmed by other authors, and that's true. So if you're a budding author and a new writer and you're worried about copyrights and you're worried about getting your stuff like copyrighted, as soon as you write it and you put that little C symbol on there, it says copyright by your name and the year that you copyrighted in, that is now copyrighted to you. Do not pay anybody money to get it copyrighted. They are ripping you off and taking advantage of you, and F them. So yeah, I ran into that with this guy too. He said his editor like took care of the copywriting, and I was like immediately like, did you pay her for it? I can't remember what his answer was, but basically I'm pretty sure that she took advantage of him and made him pay for that, and that's something that you don't pay for. So yeah. Another issue I ran into him is with covers, and covers are something you want to spend at least a decent amount of money with. If you're not a graphic designer, it's really best not to attempt it. I do like some simple stuff, like I can do like the short stories and stuff like that. I like to play around with like designing covers and stuff like that, but if I'm not comfortable with it, I will definitely have somebody else do it, because that is something you don't want to mess up. The cover is the first thing that most people see of your book, and you do not want the first thing that people see to look like crap, like it was made in Microsoft Paint. Like, that's just not good. Yes, people judge books by covers. That's what covers are for. That's the whole point of covers. So anyways, yeah, the guy I'm kind of like helping out, getting ready, and I was like, hey, can you send me a picture of your cover? He sends me a picture of the cover. It is it's a picture of the cover, but it's like on like they put it like on like a 3D book, so kind of like you could see what it looked like on a book. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but do you have like the actual, like just the image of it, and like a flat image, just like the regular, you know, JPEG of it? And she did not give that to him. She did not give him the actual cover. She gave him that. Now, I don't know if there was a breakdown in communication when he ordered it, but I also know that he probably paid a decent chunk of change for that, and he didn't even get the actual cover. And so, look, if you are a beginning author, or if you're a writer who just wants to self-publish or wants to try self-publishing, please be careful. Please, like, ask people that have been down this road before what they have done, and what the best course of action is. Like, it's so easy just to jump out there and to just jump in and start doing stuff yourself. It's so easy to do it, and it's so quick to do it, and it's almost too quick. So really, please, if you're just starting out, please take the time to talk to people, get on like Facebook groups, or get on to like chat boards, whatever. I don't know. Like, talk to people in real life. But talk to people who have done this thing before and can at least point you in the right direction. I've been doing this for 5 years, and when I started, I was very eager to just kind of start putting stuff out there, and I've learned a lot over the 5 years that I've been doing this. And I think I mentioned it last time, Stella Price, she was recently on my buddy's Adam Messer's show, Muses, Memoirs, and More. I'm always talking about that show. You really need to go check out her episode, because she has been doing this for like 10 years, and she is just like a wealth of knowledge when it comes to publishing and stuff like that. Like, she's like been like self-publishing for like 10 years, which is like longer than like it's actually been like cool, you know. So yeah, she's really, really awesome, and like I've learned a lot from her just recently. So just a shout out to her. But yeah, if you're just a starting author, please just take the time to like just get with somebody that has done this before, and yeah, just pick their brain before you start putting stuff out there. So anyways, I was working on some stuff for him last night. I was trying to get a like kind of just a prototype cover going for him that he could actually use. Which is, it's always different when you're kind of approaching an ebook cover and then a paperback cover, because the ebook cover, you really want it to pop on screen and you want it to like be able to be noticeable in a small thumb drive. And I wish these people that were going slow in the left lane would freaking move. And there's today's road rage incident of the podcast, which I feel like that's like a common thing. So hey, you're in the wrong lane. Sorry. Okay, last that was it. Last outburst. Anyways, so yeah. And ebook cover is just different. Paperback, you know, you're gonna have the back of the cover, and it's gonna have like the story, like blurb and description and all that. If you have like critic reviews, you can put some on there. But I think the best when it comes to covers is just simple and clutter free. A lot of times you want to like just drop a whole bunch of stuff on there, and then it just looks like poop. And you don't want your cover to look like poop, because remember, it's the first thing people see, and people don't want to see poop first thing. So yeah, just remember that. Somebody write that down and make that into a little fancy caption for Instagram. Covers don't want to look like poop. People don't want to see it. Okay, cool. So yeah, last night I was working on that and kind of just dabbling in it, and started off doing it like in like actual Photoshop, and I'm not very good at Photoshop. So I started doing it like on my phone, and like I was a lot better on my phone. So I still kind of use like some of the Photoshop apps on the phone. So it's like technically I'm still using Photoshop, but like the actual program, it's super overwhelming to me. And this guy, you literally just backed out onto a freaking highway. Are you serious? What are you doing with your life? Wow. Anyways, that was really a road rage. That was just like a bewilderment of like these people exist. Like people that back out onto highways. You are insane. This is gosh. Anyways, so hopefully I make it to work. Anyways, yeah, so I was working on that, working on the cover for him, and then after that I started doing some editing on the paperback. The 5-year anniversary of A New Death is coming up this October, which is just crazy to look back on that it's been 5 years since I originally published it. And so anyways, I'm going through and kind of polishing it up and just fixing some of like the formatting errors and make sure all the spacing is right. And like in the process of doing this, somehow like I use a 0.37 indention on my paragraphs rather than tabbing. You don't want to use the tab button. You actually want to go ahead and go to the paragraph settings and set an indent size on there. And for some reason, like, it has added extra space in there. So now I have to go through every paragraph and delete that little extra space so it all matches up and the words like aren't like half. It's super annoying, but you know, that's the struggle of being self-published and having to do everything yourself, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I worked on that for a little while. I was drinking some of that Red Volution wine, which is delicious. And once that wine started to kick in, I decided to stop editing, because you really shouldn't edit under the influence. That's more better suited for writing. So I started writing and working on A New Daybreak, and I finished up a chapter there. I won't go into too much details because, you know, obviously spoilers, and nobody else has read it except for me. But yeah, two characters, they find out some information that they kind of somehow did not realize about themselves. And it's very interesting, and it blows up a lot of relationship dynamics in the book. And it will be interesting how they come out of it. But the fun part about it for me as the author, as the guy that's writing all this stuff, is that they kind of had this big revelation, but then the doo-doo starts hitting the fan real hard, and like basically they do not get a chance to resolve it until much later, and by that time it's super jacked up. So anyways, it's gonna be a lot of fun to write. I'm at the point where it's just kind of like I'm not really sure if it's all downhill or if it's uphill from here, because it's like it's just about to get nuts. So hopefully I feel like this part's gonna write really fast, because this is the part I've been looking forward to. One of the things I've kind of wanted to do with the characters is get them back into Savannah, and that's really just starting to take place and starting to see that, and just how everything is coming together. Super exciting. I'm super excited about it. I want to go home and write right now, but I can't because, you know, bills and stuff. I got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. And yeah, but anyways, I didn't write that. That's Cage the Elephant. But I'm almost to work. That's pretty much all I had to talk about. I just want to let you guys know, still alive. I'm out here. I'm working. I'm working hard. It's freaking hot in this warehouse, and I don't feel like I've lost any weight, which is probably because like if I quit drinking like beer, like I would probably lose like 10 pounds easily. But like, have you ever tasted beer? It's pretty tasty. So anyways, there's that. That's all pretty much it. Savannah Quill is coming up soon. We're less than 2 months away. It's October 20th, right there before Halloween. It's going to be a bunch of fun. It's going to be in Pooler at the... I don't remember which hotel it is, but I will get that information. I'll post it when I post the show notes and stuff like that. That's coming up. I'm super excited about that. And then next month, is it? No, yeah, it's still next month. September 15th, which I think is a Saturday? I don't know. I will be in Statesboro at Galactic Comics and Games with Adam Messer, who I'm always mentioning. He's got his first book out, Blood Thrasher. It's a Savannah's vampire novel series, which is so hard for me to say because I'm so used to saying Savannah zombie novel series. He's been wanting to write a vampire series, and he finally just published his first short story. So you can go check that out. It's on Amazon. He's working on a paperback version of it. So there will be a paperback version of it. Go check that out. It's pretty good. I like the whole fact that there's now vampires in Savannah too. Hopefully, we've been talking about like doing a crossover yet, but we haven't like figured out like any like dynamics of that yet. So it's just an idea, but I'm looking forward to that. But he's going to be there. Windstrock's going to be there. He's another author that is kind of hanging out with the Savannah Quill, and he's good friends with Adam. He's been on Adam's podcast, Muses, Memoirs, and More. So you can check out his episode. But he writes different kind of sci-fi, kind of horror stuff. He's got a new series out that kind of deals with like time travel and like the butterfly effect, dealing and messing with like one thing and affecting a whole bunch of other different things. It's pretty cool. He's actually, I think, opened it up to other authors and they can write in it. He'll be there. And then Chip Lewis, I believe is his name, he's also going to be there, and he has written his first story in Wynn's little Chasing Butterfly series. So he'll be there. So there'll be four of us. We'll be hanging out in Statesboro. I want to say it's 10 to 12. I don't know. I do know that I posted on the Savannah Zombie Novel Instagram. So if you want the exact times, it's on there. Or maybe I'll post it in the show notes. So there's that. I'm pulling into work. So yeah, still alive. Back to the podcast. And a whole bunch of stuff going on. So, yeah, cool. That's it. Bye.